Chapter 4.
Tefith emerged from the darkness of Base 7 into the central supply room serving Hangars 7 to 12. Her original plan had been to go through the supply room into Bay 9 and try to come at the assassins from behind. But when her eyes fell on the heavy loader and a damaged fuel core resting in the corner, she had a better idea. The core was cylindrical in shape, 1 meter thick and 2 meters tall, and it weighed over a ton. It wasn't uncommon for ships to make minor repairs while docked at a spaceport, but replacing an engine's fuel core was a major undertaking. It wasn't just the size that made repairs difficult. Residual fuel trapped inside the core was highly flammable. The core was enveloped in thick shield casing, but if the casing was cracked and the liquid inside exposed to air, it could ignite. Tefith inspected the core. The casing was fully intact. It had probably been replaced because of a blockage in the lines. Reassured the engine core wouldn't unexpectedly explode, she jumped into the loader's operator seat and primed the starter. The compact vehicle's powerful engine coughed, sputtered, and belched out a thick cloud of black smoke before finally catching. The loader had seen better days. That would be good enough for what she had planned. She could feel the vibrations of the twin treads rumbling over the floor and up through her chair as she maneuvered the loader over to the fuel core. With a couple of button presses, she manipulated the loading arms so that they grabbed the fuel core at either end and hoisted it into the air, holding it lengthwise. She lowered the arm slightly until the core was level with her seat, allowing her to just barely see over the top of the cylinder toward where she was going. She spun the loader in place, then sent it chugging back through the door she had just entered. Theron heard the loader's engine and quickly ducked into the shadows out of sight as it came chugging past, carrying a discarded starship fuel core. Seeing Tefith at the controls, he knew exactly what she was planning and decided it was time for him to make his exit. He waited until the loader disappeared through the door heading back to Bay 7. Then he slipped into the supply room and out through one of the bays on the opposite side, confident she could take care of the remaining assassins without any more help from him. Tefith saw Gorbachev's eyes grow wide as the loader rumbled through the door at the rear of the hangar. The assassins, still hidden on the far side, opened fire at the new target. But Tefith was careful to keep her head tucked behind the fuel core, and their bolts deflected harmlessly off the cylinder's thick casing. Gorbachev took the opportunity to pop up from behind his cover and fire a few token shots at his attackers as Tefith steered the loader to where Veb was hiding.
"Time to go!"
she shouted over the engine. She positioned her vehicle to block the assassins from getting a clear shot, allowing the Rodian to scamper over to the ship's loading ramp and disappear into the hold. As she turned the loader in Gorbachev's direction, one of the assassins finally broke cover and moved to a new position to get a shot at Tefith. The Twi'lek couldn't make out the species through the helmet and full body armor, but the figure appeared female. Finally presented with a target he could see, Gorbachev seized the opportunity. His twin blasters struck with deadly precision, dropping the exposed assassin in her tracks before she had taken two steps.
"Nice shot,"
Tefith noted, grudgingly admitting to herself that Gorbachev wasn't completely useless.
"Nice ride,"
Gorbachev responded, cocking one eyebrow at the loader.